This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The show where we play doctor during the break.
I'm a doctor.
I, however, am not. Although one of my titles is, I'm an honorary doctor. And a reverend. And a captain. So
really falling behind on the fake points today.
Yeah, you sure are.
Jesus.
Yeah, I think Nikki's probably got 2-3 points on you.
She's got 3 now with the whole doctor thing. You get a point for the doctor. I don't get any points for being doctor.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. And also, you repeat the word twice in your name.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I mean, it's just like, you could be more creative.
I could be. The only reason the second one is there because online forums request the last name. I put the first one again twice.
I know. The telephone number here, 603-283-6160. If you would like to join us, we are going to talk about this PETA thing. But I'm just not sure if now is the time. Is the time now? Is now the time? Is it the most time that the now time could be?
I mean, we have a caller on the phone.
Or is it that now is the time? The time is now the most time that the now time could be.
If you want to hear us talk about PETA, stop calling. Then we can get to the show prep, people.
That's not necessarily true.
I feel like calls are priority, though.
Yeah, we shouldn't ever tell people not to call, I feel like, on this show.
Or they could call and talk about PETA.
It's true.
Hopefully I said it in a manner that sounded as if I was joking.
If we get one person to call...
I'm offended.
Oh.
I offended. I'm the captain. If we get one person to call about PETA and then another person right behind them calls also about PETA, are they a re-PETA?
Technically, maybe.
That being said, let's go to Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live. Major.
Hang on, I took you off speaker. I know I sound better.
All right, thanks, man.
Let's see. PETA.
He just got the joke.
Well, better late than never, I guess.
No, I chuckled when I heard it the first time. Yeah.
Is it courtesy chuckle the second time on air?
Close enough. Yeah, close enough. We'll give you the little cupid doll.
All right.
1 minute for me.
Tied at 3. Follow me on.
Yeah, this. You mentioned just the headline that is basically hold out the pussy to save the cows and the planet. And I told you when I called, and this sounds like something Joy Behart and old Whoopi Goldberg and them old birds from The View might have come up with. You know, women are so attractive, they got to pay for an escort and such.
It does sound like that, and there's certainly a slant to this that we'll get into once we start talking about the article.
I guess we can get into it because you brought it up.
All right, so just sit there for a minute, Major. So the headline, of course, reads, PETA calls for a female sex strike to save the planet from storms caused by steak and sausages. That's a loaded headline.
Fake news.
Yeah.
But is it, though?
I'm sure the calling for a strike thing is real, but I don't think steaks are causing global warming.
Cow methane.
This is written. Mm. This is, comes from joannanova.com.au. So, an Australian lady. By the way, if you want to sound like an Australian for the first time ever, if you've never sounded like one before, if you want to say space race in Australian, all you need to do is say spice rice.
Spiced rice.
No D.
Spice rice.
See, he's
spice
got it.
Rice. Yeah, mate.
It's a spice rice. It's not a space race. It's a spice rice.
Got it.
Yes, Major, you've got it as well. Hopefully, you know, it doesn't go spreading around and when, you know, government calls for a vaccine against it, whatever it might be.
Spice rice.
Spice rice. Have you gotten the spice rice vaccine?
No.
Oh, look at that. Special delivery.
Yeah.
We might have to take away one merit because Oh, that is the greatest mug I think I've ever seen.
You can't take away, Mary. You got to give her another point. Yeah.
Come on, Jesus.
Well, I was going to take one away because she only ordered enough for herself and didn't bring us
any. Sorry, guys.
But then I see the mug, and for those of you who can't see because this is a radio show.
Or because you're blind.
It's a, well, okay. Or somebody maced you recently. There's many reasons why I don't know. This mug, instead of having a regular coffee handle, has the handle of, what is this, a 9mm?
Yeah, it looks like it. Some sort of pistol
grip.
Yeah, it's, yeah, but not like a revolver. It's more like a, you know.
How do you hold that thing? Do you keep the like finger in register and put the pinky up?
Yeah.
Now, that's... finger on the trigger. Are you ready to drink?
Finger on the trigger. Yeah.
I'm trying to show it in the camera.
I know.
Is that, do you put bulletproof coffee in there? In that mug?
Of course not.
Oh, okay. Just checking. This article comes to us from Joe Nova from joannenova.com.au. Quick, save the world now. Create nice weather and peace on earth with coercive bargaining, threats, and deprivation.
All right.
The PETA feminazi recipe to stop floods and hot weekends is to demand men give up meat or live without sex. There's no more persuasion for civilization. According to PETA, it's their way or the highway, and most men must be too stupid to realize the PETA powers of climate prophecy are unquestionable.
What?
I feel like the kind of female who would be holding out sex for this purpose is... the kind of female that doesn't need to hold out the sex for this kind of purpose.
Yeah. I think they're confused about their current market value.
That's the best phrasing ever.
After all, there's no chance that animal activists could be fooled by emotional, soppy propaganda pushed by global bankers, billionaires, and UN industrial cartels, right? PETA can tell those moist, adiabatic lapse rates from the missing tropospheric hotspots if only men could, too.
Yeah.
It's, this is such,
moist?
Yeah.
Tropospheric? Tropospheric?
Tropospheric, yeah.
Like
not
the troposphere.
Not tropospheric. Not like, you know.
Like the atmosphere.
Not
one
like
of the
Trump's
layers.
Over the tropics. Not like Trump's gotten so fat that he has his own orbit.
Well, yeah, you knocked my marble off the kilter there for a second.
Well, put your marble back on the kilter, because there's more. PETA strays so far out of their lane, they end up in orbit. They alternatively blame bad weather on meat-eating, then on men, on toxic masculinity, and then they blame the babies, too. It's breathtaking and grandiose, overbearing, imperious intolerance. Apparently, omnivorous men don't deserve to have babies. A ban on procreation for meat-eating men would be purposeful. They actually say that. Your value to the world is measured in tons of carbon, a bit like a farm animal, really, except PETA select for small and obedient. Except PETA select for small and obedient. Yeah, okay. Poorly written sentence. Bottom line, it's noble to treat your significant other as a cheap political toy. But remember, be nice to animals. That's ethics the PETA way.
The other side of that equation with the low value aspect of it, right, is there are going to be simps who will totally give up meat to get with that chick.
Yeah.
Or at least pretend to.
Sure.
I mean.
But at the same time, you know, let them have each other.
I just think, so I've been a vegetarian for a long time, and I've had other vegetarian/vegan friends be like, oh, when are you going to, like, manipulate Matt into not eating meat anymore? And I just have never had any interest in ever doing that to anyone. That's the whole point of, you know, being a voluntarist, or, you know, you know, it's,
right.
He can do whatever he wants to do, and I'm not going to try to coerce or... threaten him into doing it,
right?
You know,
or with all the sex. I mean, come
on. Yeah.
I don't know if that would it probably wouldn't work.
But
he's like, all right,
like,
see ya.
I also know that
going to the range.
I also know that he makes a mean steak.
Yeah, he's a chef.
So,
yeah.
Like, why would you ever want somebody to not exercise the skills that they've spent so much time learning and using and, you know, helping other people, you know, like feeding them when they're hungry, that kind of a thing, you know? It makes no sense to me.
Well, it sounds like steak, sausage, and tacos are all in Jeopardy.
Major, hang on. We got more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
my Richie Rich impression.
Impressing?
Impression.
Okay. It was impressing.
I'm not impressed.
You're not impressed.
No, nor am I just pressed.
Pressed?
Mm. Yes. I'm just M.
I might gurgitate something later.
And regurgitate it after that?
No, I don't think I will.
Oh.
I think I'll just stick with the one gurgitation and leave it at that.
Is that one gurgitation like going down then?
Gurgitator. It just goes on the list of band names that end in ator.
Yeah. Add it to the list.
Yeah. Because I'm sure.
See what he did with his dinner. Totally gurgitated it.
Wow. We have really gone too far. Let's bring Major Payne back because, well, he didn't really get to say anything. We read a bit of the article. Major, your thoughts?
Well, you might be oppressed. I think we're all that, ain't we?
It's only if I'm forced to watch Oprah.
If they put you in jail in Arizona, they might maybe make you listen to the Baby Shark song for 3 days.
Only magazine at the sperm bank.
Oh,
yeah, there was three guys that actually sued an Arizona sheriff, I think it was.
We covered it. One of them died.
He's repeating a previous show that we covered. Way to go, Major.
I'm glad you got your news from Free Talk Live, though.
Me too.
I do call in quite frequently and give you guys hot biscuits that you ain't heard tell of.
Hot biscuits.
Yes, right off the griddle.
All right.
Let the butter slide.
Yeah, well, thanks for the call, Major. Appreciate it.
I don't even know how to use any of that again in any sort of conversation.
Major Payne, everybody, from Michigan, in case you were wondering.
So I pulled up the actual PETA article. And it's not as funny as this article, but it is as cringy.
Well, we can come back to that, but first let's go to Jill calling from Virginia. Jill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I heard the idea of a sex strike. I find that idea repugnant, using sex as a bargaining chip.
Yeah.
To say I won't do it unless you do this and so, is the other side of the coin, is if you do what I want, then I will do it. Uh-huh, well, there is a word for a woman who has sex in order to get something. That word is not particularly complimentary to the person, and that's what I think of it, though.
What, like prostitute?
Oh, yeah. Or maybe another word that starts with a W.
Oh,
that's also where the guy will go if you withhold the sex.
Well, and you know what happens with
women who get married should be glad to do it with their husbands.
Ooh,
I agree.
Only if they get married, though, but only with their husbands.
So you know what really happens in the circumstance? Because I've seen this before. Guys will just pretend that they're doing the thing, and then when lady's not around, I'm going to go, out with the boys, have a burger, whatever. People are going to do whatever they want to do. That's just life, man. That's human nature.
What's that, Joe?
Yeah, she means the guy will go back on the agreement anyhow.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Because that's what we do.
Well,
as a guy,
there is something to be said about keeping your agreements, though, right? And that's supposed to be the whole premise of marriage, right? That you agree to, and people's marriages should be their own, right? You shouldn't necessarily subscribe to one idea. You should make it your own and make your own agreements between you and your significant other, if that's what you choose to do. But you should indeed keep that agreement.
I mean, most of them end with till death do us part, and there's a lot of divorce going on right now, probably for the best.
Any other thoughts, Jill?
Anything wrong necessarily with killing an animal to eat it for food. After all, animals kill other animals. I don't think it's right to torture an animal to death. I once refused a job in a place because I would have to serve lobster, and I know that lobsters are boiled to death. Some people say they don't feel it, but I don't believe that for a minute.
Oh, we used to cut them in half alive and then steam them.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. We worked with a Buddhist dude who wouldn't do it, so then, they would hand me the knife. Bye-bye, lobster. Cut in half, while alive.
Well, if they cut its head off, and chuck a chunk, and then it's dead right away, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But doing it. That's beyond me.
I mean, there was clearly a technique to do it the most humane way. But the fact remains, I cut a lobster's head in half while it was alive.
Well, it's probably better than boiling it alive. It. Yeah, it's pretty gruesome.
Anything else, Jill?
I could have mentioned something else that's rather silly, but suppose if you gave hippopotamuses power and you made a hippopotamus rule over a country and then a whole bunch of hippopotamuses went and took over a country, maybe the world would you then say we were living under a hypocrisy?
That was a good one.
Thanks for the call, Jill. That was great.
It's a nice way to end the call. I appreciated that.
Yeah.
Hippos are dangerous. They don't get enough credit for being like the world's most dangerous animal.
Yeah. You do not want to confront.
Because they kind of look cute when they're animated?
Yeah. I was going to ask, you were talking about the killing of the lobsters.
Yeah.
Did you use the Mark Edge technique?
I don't know what the Mark Edge technique is.
The Mark Edge technique is when you have animals that you're going to kill for food, that you name them after politicians to help with the killing.
No. I had no trouble with the killing. Did not have to.
You heartless son of a.
I also want to add Killing of the Lobsters to the band name.
Killing
list.
Of the Lobsters. Doesn't end in ATOR, but it's still pretty good.
Yeah.
Killing of the Lobster.
Different list.
The knife that we used, we called Excalibur because it was like a giant chef knife specifically for the
purpose. Was it kept in a stone?
Not a stone, but it was kept aside from all the other knives in the kitchen.
That was the lobster killing knife.
It really was. It had one purpose in the kitchen, and that was to cut a lobster in half alive.
Do you think the other lobsters were fearful of that knife more so than the others?
I don't know.
Did they know that was specifically for them?
I doubt it.
I mean, we kept the claws rubber band until they were dead. So, I mean.
So you did torture them?
No. It was a clean kill. As clean as can be.
Well, keeping a creature's hands tied up.
So I'm wondering how else you would kill them, though. Because it sounds very dramatic to say, I cut its head in half while it was still alive. But isn't the purpose to kill them, though?
Yeah. There's many ways to kill a lobster, right? Hand grenade, for example.
Boiling it alive?
Yeah. That's a way, you know.
Boiled lobster, steam lobster.
Hand grenade lobster.
9mm pistol lobster. We had a big old lobster farm, and there's so many ways that you can just go on and kill a lobster. Crushed under the boot lobster.
You're just being shellfish. Next thing you know, you're going to tell me you're driving a rented Stingray and it was overheating, so you pulled into a Shell station. They said you'd blown a seal and you said, fix the damn thing and leave my private life out of it, okay, pal? 603-283-6160. What is your preferred method for ending the life of a crustacean? This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday Night Edition. We're coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Ukraine on Sunday claimed full control of the eastern logistics hub of Lyman, Kyiv's most significant battlefield gain in weeks, providing a potential staging post for further attacks to the east while heaping further pressure on the Kremlin. A stampede at a soccer stadium in Indonesia has killed 125 people and injured more than 320 after police used tear gas to quell a pitch invasion, authorities said on Sunday, in one of the world's worst stadium disasters. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Sunday he sees no imminent invasion of Taiwan by China, but said China was trying to establish a new normal with its military activities around the island. A visit to Taiwan early in August by U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi enraged China, which subsequently launched military drills. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening on this Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. And we'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
We've been talking about, well, a whole bunch of things, really. But this article from joannenova.com.au talking about PETA wanting to, or calling for females to go on a sex strike to save the planet from storms that are caused by steak and sausages. That's the gist of it. And we can get back to that and talk more about that. But first, let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. Let's first go to Greg in New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. Welcome.
Hey. So in a couple of days on Tuesday, I'm going to be having another discussion with Noam Chomsky on my show.
Okay, cool.
And, yeah, I'm friends with Noam for many years, since 2014 when he was still at MIT. And since then, we've had a lot of discussions about free speech and capitalism and Israel and Russia and other things.
What show is that, that is your show, in case our listeners don't know?
Oh. The Intercoin Show.
Okay.
If the listeners want to tune in, is it okay if I tell them?
Of course.
Not
if it's between 7 and 10 p.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, it's not.
just saying.
But it's Thursday at 12 Eastern time. Thursday at 12. Right. If they go to, it's on Telegram. If you go to t.me/Intercoin. So Intercoin is my company, and one of the things we started doing is we started a show where I interviewed, like, a lot of interesting people, like the founder of Freenet, the first decentralized social network,
nice.
And a lot of other people.
Noam Chomsky is a weird one because he's good on certain issues.
He's like
terrible.
He's like a left anarchist, if I remember right.
Yeah, that's a fair description.
Dude's got a bunch of quotes that like I like, but then he's got some quotes that I'm like, really, where did that come from?
Right. There's a lot of, I'm going to say, inconsistencies, in my opinion.
I'm a left libertarian.
Sure, I hear that.
Yeah. There would have been George Carlin, you could say, is a left libertarian too.
It's so weird that like everybody claims George Carlin.
Let me just say that Georges are probably maybe the worst minarchist ever. The worst.
I am not a Georges.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought you just said Georges.
So what I want to say is Noam Chomsky and Sam Harris went at it several years ago. People who would remember, they're both atheists, basically. But one thing that so Sam Harris was talking to Noam Chomsky about how the U.S., has good intentions and how it goes around the world with good intentions, whereas the bad guys, well, they have bad intentions. And if they had our type of weaponry, they'd just, like, destroy everybody. And we have collateral damage and things like that. But overall, our intentions are good. And Noam Chomsky was like, well, there's a pattern here, and the United States is not dumb, and millions of people die, so they clearly know what they're getting into every time now, and they're still doing it,
right.
And so on. So overall, there were these two camps. But one thing that Noam Chomsky said to Sam Harris right away in the email exchange, I found very interesting, and I agree with it. He said that even though Sam Harris is atheist, right, he still believes in the state religion. That was Noam Chomsky saying that. And what I see is that, back in the times of USSR or these federations, there's federations out there like the United States and EU, it used to be USSR. And so back then when Crimea changed hands from Russia to Ukraine, nobody really cared so much. It was like an administrative change, right?
They were
like changing the street signs and like other things.
Yeah, like changing the name on your driver's license or something like that. It's totally administrative.
Exactly. And, like, nobody has to kill each other for that. As long as people can go to work the next day and be safe and, like, provide for their families, like, you would think that this is not the most important thing in the world. But because of statism, right, and people believe so much this flag must be there or that flag must be there, and it's like, these are our people. I mean, think about that. They think they own the people, right, who live there, that even if the people would vote to do this or that, they don't care.
Right.
The international system is composed of countries, and countries don't like it when regions of countries secede. And so my point is this. It's actually kind of like religion, like with the religion. The belief in the state could literally wipe out life on Earth because a different flag is over a region. And I find that to be really, really strange.
Well, and that's one of the beautiful things about religion, right, if you want to get into that part, is there's no territorial monopoly, right? Like, you can believe in what you want and operate under that set of guidelines in the same geographic region as someone who operates under another.
Right, if you want to be a Buddhist but live in New York City, you can do that. If you want to be a Catholic and live in Zimbabwe, but you can do that because these ideas are not tied to a geographical location or imaginary lines known as borders.
Absolutely. And somehow government, with their territorial monopoly, right, claim ownership over everybody, regardless of your religion or whatever, in that area.
There was a time when religions claimed territory, like the Crusades, or the times when they would, kick Jews out of Spain or whatever. They would, like, go ahead and try to take over this or that and kind of, like, mandate that society look like this or do this.
Sure. You know?
And they still have that sort of in some countries, like Saudi Arabia, doesn't really have much freedom.
Theocracies.
Right. But people have learned this thing called multiculturalism, and they realize it's actually pretty good. That people don't kill each other for these kinds of things. So perhaps one day they could have a person could belong to some state, and next to them a person could belong to some other state, and they would realize it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to have the roads bundled with the school system, bundled with the flag, bundled with the army. Like, you could actually unbundle that and just have different agencies serving neighborhoods, and that's it.
Yeah, and you should be able to get all of those services a la carte at your preferred price point. And also, if they do a bad job, you should be free to go get some other service provider who will do a good job that, you know, lives up to your standards. And thanks for the call, Greg. We appreciate you. Excellent points all the way around. I, too, hope that one day mankind will be able to, you know, subscribe to a road service provider in the same way you subscribe to an internet service provider.
Sure.
And that's how you get on the roads and drive around, you know. No state necessary, right? No violence necessary, no road pirates necessary. And you could do the same thing, because all that governments do is provide services or products, but they do it in a monopoly and at the behest of a gun. There's always coercion behind the state.
Yeah.
So when the state says nobody else can offer these products or services except us, what they're doing is threatening other people if they try and compete with them. And that's the part that we need to eliminate. As soon as we can eliminate that, as soon as we can build some sort of a thing that begins to compete with governments, then we will see liberty.
Unfortunately, right now there's also a movement with regards to the internet to declare it to be an essential service and run by the state.
What?
Internet service.
Oh.
Right? You got to provide it.
It's, oh, make it a utility.
It's essential now, so now
yeah,
it's got to be a utility.
Yeah, because that's, you know, like food and water and
shelter. Of course it should be run to the rural areas where they wouldn't normally get service, because it's a necessity to live in modern society, and it's a utility.
I mean, like, the internet is doing just fine by itself without the government, you know, getting involved. And in fact, if the government does get involved, it means the internet's going to suck more.
Well, just like, so your electricity, typically the region will have a monopoly on that.
Yep.
So you don't get a different price. You don't get better service. That's what you get.
603-283-6160. Are you tired of governments claiming monopolies over products and services? Is there a product and service that you would like to see decentralized and decoupled? Give us a call. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Bravo, bravo. That was impressive.
Working on my breathing techniques. No, not really.
Becoming a real professional.
You know, yeah, every now and again you gotta bust out the old,
the pipes.
Yeah, the pipes, you know, you gotta do a thing. Also, I was kind of reminiscing about the guy, he does the ring announcing.
Michael Buffer?
Yeah, that's the guy.
Or Bruce Buffer?
Let's get ready to
rumble! Don't do it! He's got that trademark, man. I got to pay him $50,000.
No.
I don't think so. You know why?
Because you're a parody artist.
Because I'm a comedian.
Oh, okay.
That's right. Serious. For education, social commentary, satire, and comic value.
Well, chalk that one up to the education tab.
Sure. Yeah. It's a multiple choice question. No answers are incorrect. Anyway, it's Free Talk Live. Telephone number 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
He says with a bark. Let's go to Kyle in Michigan. Kyle, you're on Free Talk Live. Kyle? Kyle, turn your Bluetooth off. Turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio?
Turn it. Kyle.
Turn on the radio.
Kyle. Well, don't do it. Well, don't do it. Well. Sing a song about Kyle's mom. Kyle's not here, so we won't talk to Kyle. Let's go to government, calling from government. Government, you're on the air.
Can we hang up and unready? Government.
Is this Sarah?
Oh, wait, hang on.
Oh, no.
Hang on, Sarah. Government, are you there?
Ruin the surprise.
Dave's not here.
Is government there?
The government's here. Dave's not here.
All right. Government's calling from government. What's on government's mind?
Government.
Government, of course. And Noam Chomsky, Jewish atheist. Makes sense. And harvesting additional information from generationjustice.org.
Okay, wait a minute. That was pretty funny. The Chomsky bit.
I noticed that Judge John J. Romero Jr., never having had a private sector job in his life, or in his real career anyway, he's always worked for the government. His first government job, if you remember, wasn't as an air traffic controller. Ironically, coincidentally, me, whom he effed over, was beginning a commercial airline pilot career at the at the time that Judge John J. Romero Jr. was illegally going on strike. I wanted to say to Judge John J. Romero Jr., when he went on strike, did he realize that he was not only inconveniencing myself and all of my passengers flying all over the U.S. and the world, but he also put us in danger because his replacements were not in the habit of doing that job on a daily basis? They got quickly...
It's a good question. Yeah. I do have a question about...
I don't think it should be illegal for anyone to go on strike, real quick.
Okay.
Well, it was, though. He broke the rule. He broke own rule. He's a judge. He's a judge, and he makes sure that you don't break the rules. And it was a rule, in fact, a law, that Judge John J. Romero Jr. of New Mexico do not go on strike. It was illegal what he did, but he did it anyway, and then he went on to become not only a lawyer, but a judge.
I do have a question about Judge John J. Romero. Do you know what the J stands for? Does it stand for John? Because it would be funny if his name was Judge John Romero.
Jehovah.
Stands for Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Hey, his name's my name, too. Thanks for the call, government. That was government, everybody. And calling from government. Jingleheimer Schmidt. His name is my name, too. Whenever we go. Anyway, I won't bore you with that.
The people
along. Moving right along. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico.
From
Sarah,
government as well.
You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. The New Mexico babe, he's a riot. But anyway.
You enjoy him?
Oh, I wish he would riot.
Oh, I mean, he is outlandish. He is an interesting person. He digs a 9-foot hole during the session to stay warm instead of paying for hotels. Kind of fascinating. But anyway, Santa Fe, they're going to be getting all completely electric school buses and then
that should go well.
Cars. So they actually had a all electric car at the plaza, Santa Fe Plaza cars, and so school buses and city work trucks, completely electric, was part of the showcase. So, you know, rest assured, we're going to be following California right along and just turn all electric.
Oh, good. Glad to hear it.
School bus might be a limited use case where an electric vehicle makes sense.
What? Yeah, because you can plug it in, do the route, and then plug it back in. It does make more sense than me having, you know, my car, and it just doesn't really, if I'm going long distance somewhere, it doesn't make sense.
You're never going long distance in a school bus, right? They do the same route daily. So an EV bus is
until you take like a field trip to the nearest big city, and you know you got to do the round.
Well, I wonder how long those batteries last. It should last at least. Like 5 hours.
The technology certainly has come a long way. Just the fact that we have electric cars of many different varieties by many different manufacturers, and they're roadworthy and able to run with the fuel-based or the fossil fuel-based vehicles at the same rate of speed and acceleration and all that kind of stuff speaks volumes about the technology and how far it's come.
But
the
school bus spends most of its days parked anyway, right? So.
Right. Yeah, so anyway, did I tell you that New Mexico is rated number 4? Well, number 4 with the cleanest state. Vermont came in number 1st with no poison in the soils, but we're ranked number 4. And I just want to say, New Mexico has been traditionally very environmentally clean. I mean,
but Sarah, again, New Mexico is a giant desert.
Well, the people that stayed here, a lot of the natives, a lot of the Latinos that remained and established the state, even though 100 years ago, they fought off the rubber companies, the petroleum company, but they never wanted to set up anyways. But, I mean, they had to fight them off. They wanted to set up shop here, like Ohio or something.
You don't get credit for environmentalism by driving an electric vehicle or moving in that direction. Right, because you just
always been this way.
But it's because you move the process, like the dirty process, down the line, so you can feel good about yourself. Right, mining.
I don't think the people that were here 100 years ago.
Strip mining the earth for lithium batteries is bad for the environment.
Yes.
Right, charging that thing with coal powered stations is bad for the environment. So just because you plugged it in at home, right, doesn't take away all the bad environmental effects that went into the process of getting you to that stage. It's just another one of those, like, the seen versus the unseen, and they market the seen, which is, oh, look at this, it's just beautiful electricity. And they hide the unseen, which is the strip mining and the coal mining and the coal production and the lithium mining for the lithium batteries that they don't let you see.
And that's my big issue, because I think electric cars are great. I think the technology is cool. I love that we're moving in this direction where just new, it's nice to expand the industry. But when governments are trying to force me to give up my cars with internal combustion engines because that's bad for the environment, well, guess what? Everything's bad for the environment. You know, unless you're riding a horse, that's probably, or a bike. Those are, you know, if you're going to have an electric car or a car that runs on gas or diesel, it's going to take some sort of toll on the environment.
Sarah, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
And the horses pooped all over the place, too.
Fertilizer.
Yeah, well, it should be a completely market-driven process.
It should be.
That is to say that whoever is manufacturing these electric vehicles should manufacture them in such a way that they exceed the features and outweigh the benefits of fossil fuel-based vehicles. When they do that, then the market will naturally take over. Governments should have no say in any of it whatsoever, period.
You are correct. And even at a market mechanism, it doesn't take away the environmental impact factors.
Right.
Well,
the market can choose the worst thing for the environment and would still be okay with it because the market has decided.
Right.
And if government wasn't involved in the first place, I'm sure we would have air-powered cars. Water-powered, you know, electric vehicles would have been in the market 40 years ago.
Agreed.
You know, the government just slows everything down and eliminates choice from the people.
There's an older documentary called Who Killed the Electric Car. Go watch that thing.
I was going to mention that, but thank you. Yes, we're on the same wavelength. Do go watch Who Killed the Electric Car. Particularly you, Sarah, in New Mexico. Watch Who Killed the Electric Car. Go find that. This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More coming up. Hour number three is...
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.